So there've been a number of studies that pop out from time to time. One of them recently has been reported that drinking red wine was associated with a reduction in the risk of contracting COVID. Truly a headline that was splashed right around the world. But I wanted to dig a little bit deeper into all of that. And I'm joined today by Hassan Valley, Associate Professor from Deakin University. Hassan, how are you?
Thanks. How are you, Andrew?
Not too bad, thanks. So is there a correlation between drinking red wine and catching COVID? Because it seems like a stretch to me.
Well, I mean, the important word there is correlation. So, you know, this study shows that there is a correlation in terms of their analysis of the data that they collected. But, you know, a correlation doesn't mean very much from a health perspective. What's really important is whether there's a causal relationship and whether, you know, drinking wine actually causes you to be less susceptible to COVID. And that's where the challenge is, and that's where you get that phrase that's often rolled out, that correlation isn't causation, or it's not equal to causation.
How do we work out the difference?
It's actually really difficult to prove causality. But one of the things that we do know is that with observational research, so this is research where you just collect data from people living their lives the way they normally live their lives, and then you analyze the data to look for relationships. And we know that when you do that sort of analysis, it's really susceptible to the findings being distorted by other things going on. So there's a lot of noise in that data. One of the main problems you have with observational research is the presence of confounding. And this just means that there may be other explanations for what it looks like you're seeing. So, you know, in this example, it's quite possible that potentially exciting result of red wine preventing COVID could be explained by other differences between red wine drinkers and those people that are less susceptible to COVID. So, you know, clearly there are issues to do with socioeconomic status, perhaps other health indicators and those kind of variables that may explain what we're seeing there.
Does it fall into the same sort of category as the old cliche of damn lies and statistics, that any particular numbers can be extrapolated to prove anything?
Look, I wouldn't quite go that far, but I would say that you have to exercise a lot of caution when you interpret any scientific finding. And this, often people say the data speaks for itself, and usually people who are trying to misinform you say that. I don't believe that's the case. I think you need to sensibly interpret the data, and you need to understand the limitations in that data and in that particular study before you jump to any conclusions. And, you know, science is an iterative process, and so there's nothing wrong with doing this research and reporting this finding, but you need to understand that this is not proof that red wine prevents COVID. And in this case, if you were interested in pursuing that possibility, you need to do more rigorous research.
So when I see something like this, a statement like this, I kind of feel like, well, if it sounds too good to be true, it just might possibly be. And until the scientific world has come out and said categorically this is the case, I won't take it. I'll just take it with a grain of salt, if you will.
Yeah, I think so. And I think particularly with sort of findings like this, you've got to remember, and as far as I know, this is the only study that has shown this. So, you know, you would even want to be basing any change in your behaviour, or, you know, society changing its behaviour, to be based on not just one study.
Yes.
You know, you'd like to have a body of evidence that starts to show that something is going on. And then there's a whole other question of, you know, we actually already know with a lot of certainty that, you know, even if this was true and this level of wine consumption stopped you from getting COVID or reduced your risk of getting COVID, we know that firstly, there are other things that we can do that are more effective at preventing someone getting COVID. And secondly, we know that the kind of levels of red wine consumption that you would probably have to drink to reduce your risk of COVID, we know from all the other research of all the negative effects that level of alcohol consumption has on you. So I don't think this is the way out of the pandemic to drink more red wine, unfortunately. But, you know, it's interesting research and obviously it gets a lot of attention.
Yeah, it certainly makes for a good headline. Hassan, thank you very much for joining us to have a chat about it today. We really appreciate it.
Thanks.